If you run an e-commerce business, you can relate to the amount of work it takes to produce something great. And of course, you want to optimize your workflow and reduce costs. That's why I want to say a big thank you to our partner, ShipStation, and perhaps introduce you to them as well. If you are not familiar with ShipStation, they've been supporting Side Hustle School for years. They have helped so many of our listeners make things much easier, automate their shipping tasks, help them scale their business, and also, this is not a small thing, save thousands on shipping with industry-leading carrier discounts. ShipStation is the innovative tool that helps turn your shipping challenges into opportunities for growth. Go to ShipStation.com and use code HUSTLE to sign up for your free 60-day trial. 60 days free. ShipStation.com, code HUSTLE.
At Alma, we know the connection between you and your therapist matters. But if you're already feeling stressed and burnt out, the idea of trying to find a therapist you really connect with can be overwhelming. That's why Alma's focused on helping you find the right therapist for you. When you browse their online directory, you can filter by the qualities that are most important to you. Then, book free 15-minute consultations with any therapist you're interested in seeing. And because 95% of therapists at Alma accept insurance, you can find care that's affordable too. You want to talk to someone, but not just anyone. Alma is there to help you find the right fit. Visit helloalma.com/therapy30 to schedule a free consultation today. That's helloalma.com/therapy30.
How can you use mindfulness tools while side hustling? Welcome to the podcast known as Side Hustle School, a daily podcast 7 days a week, every day since January 1, 2017. In fact, my name is Chris Guillebeau, your host. Thank you so much for tuning in. Appreciate you so much. Today, we're going to hear from Layla. She is in Austin. She is a yoga instructor and a devoted listener. Thanks, Layla. She's also intrigued by the intersection of mindfulness, meditation, and entrepreneurship. She's keen to understand how these practices can be woven into her side hustle, not just for better decision-making, but also maintaining a sense of balance in the midst of a busy life. We all have that, right? I make this podcast for busy people, which is why it is short, action-packed, less than 10 minutes a day. So let's see what we can do with Layla's question here, how to use mindfulness tools while side hustling. And not just to be mindful, which of course is a valid goal on its own, but bearing in mind the focus of our podcast, how might you also potentially uncover a new revenue opportunity? So let's talk about all of that again in a short episode coming up after this quick message from our sponsor.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hi, Chris. I'm Layla from Austin. As a yoga instructor and a dedicated listener of your podcast, I've been exploring how mindfulness and meditation can enhance my entrepreneurial journey. How can I integrate these practices into my side hustle, both to improve my decision-making and to maintain balance amidst the hustle?
Layla, I love the hustle and I love the mindfulness. These things can work together. Let's contribute to personal well-being and business success. Two good things. So here's what I got for you today. Mindful business planning. Use mindfulness to gain clarity about your business goals and strategies. Of course, a clear, focused mind is hard to come by these days, but it can lead to more innovative ideas and effective planning, which then helps you to run a better business. I notice sometimes I get into the habit of doing the same thing all the time and gaining some perspective, stepping back a little bit, creates more innovative thinking. And of course, that's what we want. You know, not everything has to be innovative naturally, but it is nice when you have an idea that you're like, oh, I wouldn't have had that idea if I hadn't slowed down or got out of that routine. Similarly, stress management for productivity. So regular meditation or different kinds of meditation can work for some people. It doesn't work for everybody, just to be really clear. From time to time, I get in trouble on social media because I mention that. But I also often hear from people who are like, yeah, meditation doesn't work for me because I'm neurodivergent or just because of whatever reason. But for some people, it can be helpful. And then, of course, as a yoga instructor, we should think about what that suggests. Might there be some kind of actual mindfulness-based service that you could provide to the entrepreneurial community? So maybe some workshops or course that teaches stress management, productivity from a balanced perspective that could tap into a niche market, creating additional revenue. Just a few ideas for you there, but overall, integrating mindfulness into your side hustle, you're not just improving your well-being. Hopefully, you're also opening up space for the right kind of profitable growth. That's my wish for you. Thank you so much, Layla. Thank you, listeners, for being out there. I make this show for you every single day. Let me know how I can help, be of service, how we can do a better job moving forward this year. I'm excited about all that 2024 has to offer, and I look forward to bringing you more episodes. More to come. My name is Chris Guillebeau. This is Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.